remembering D-Day the day before the anniversary. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
75 years ago, hundreds of thousands of young soldiers, sailors, and airmen left these shores in the cause of freedom.
The Queen at a ceremony on BBC in Portsmouth, England, where President Trump read a prayer that then-President Roosevelt delivered by radio in 1944, just ahead of the World War II battle on the beaches of Normandy, France.
Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them.
Soon he'll gather with veterans in their 90s who survived D-Day. President Trump is firm about his plan to impose tariffs on Mexico starting Monday to get that country to do more to stop a surge of Central American migrants coming here. But some of his fellow Republicans oppose that, fearing it'll hurt the U.S. economy, prompting Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer to say,
I believe that he will back off when faced with the opposition among business, among his own Republicans, and when he sees what a dumb movie is made.
Well, the president replied to a tweet early this morning from London, what a creep, adding Schumer gave Mexico bad advice. He's not bluffing. More than a year after that massacre at a high school in Florida, a sheriff's deputy is now facing charges. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, Broward County Sheriff's Deputy Scott Peterson, the resource officer at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, is now charged with child neglect, culpable negligence, and even perjury related to his not advancing into the school building to confront the gunman who killed 17 people.
He is a disgrace to the men and women who serve our country honorably.
Hunter Pollock's sister, Meadow, was one of the victims. Peterson was seen on video hiding behind a concrete wall. He'll be arraigned this morning, Dave.
Now, Evan, 71% in a new Fox poll called gun violence a major problem in America. 47% say stricter laws would make us safer. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Hours before President Trump took part in that D-Day ceremony, he fired off a bunch of other tweets with familiar themes. The media is corrupt, investigations into him are a witch hunt, and he wrote he keeps hearing about massive rallies against him in the UK, but the president wrote those were organized flops. The big crowds were in support of him. And one of his supporters took action, popping that giant Trump baby balloon.
People protesting President Trump's visit to London were tending to the balloon when a woman stepped up to it. Video from the Sun tabloid shows that woman piercing the balloon.
The president of the United States is the best president ever.
Then she seemed to taunt the protesters.
Donald Trump's balloon is not very well.
The video then shows officers confronting the woman.
Look at the police. The police are coming after me. Stop it.
The Trump protesters carrying the balloon attributed the woman's actions to what they call her far-right inclinations. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Beverly Hills, California is taking a stand against tobacco, the first city to ban the sales of cigarettes, e-cigarettes, cigars, and other tobacco products starting in 2021. Hotels are exempt, so are cigar lounges. Another city in California is making a drug legal.
It's no longer a crime to have magic mushrooms in Oakland, California. City council members voted yesterday to decriminalize the substance, making the investigation and arrest of adults who grow, possess, or distribute it one of the lowest priorities for police. No city funds can be used to enforce laws criminalizing magic mushrooms, and the DA there will stop prosecuting people who have already been charged for use or possession. Magic mushrooms would remain illegal under both federal and California state laws. Denver voters approved a similar measure in May. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks could rise again. Dow futures are up over 100 the morning after a 512-point gain. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is Fox News.
Hey, good Wednesday morning. I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey has the weather in a moment. Local news now, brought to you by Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Mortgage. Rhonda and her team at CIBM Mortgage wants to make the home buying process easy. Get pre-approved today. Call Rhonda 390-9310 or email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Construction costs for school projects are over budget. WCIA says the estimate for the school referendum is up by at least $27.5 million. School leaders say taxpayers won't have to cover that overage. They are looking at other money to cover it. School leaders say there are so many construction projects happening at one time in the area, so it's a tough climate for presenting bids. The cost for Edison Middle School project has gone up by $10.1 million. Central High School is up by $9.2 million. And the cost for Centennial High School is up by $8.2 million. If you felt like we were really getting a lot of rain last month, records show you were right. State climate experts say Illinois had the third wettest May on record. Preliminary average statewide precipitation during May was 8.4 inches. That's 3.8 inches above the long-term average. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, it's Rhonda Lash, loan officer with CIBM Bank. We know some of you are exploring, and we know some of you are expecting, and some looking to retire. From your first house, one big enough for all the kids, to that warm vacation escape. So that's why we want to make it easy and lend you the money that you need. So come see me, Rhonda Lash, at CIBM Bank.
Upgrading or buying? Email rhonda.lash@cibmmortgage.com or call 390-9310. LS number 1772943.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket. Floors from simple to simply magnificent. With two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. We're up to 88 today, 65 our low into the evening. We've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially late. Otherwise, partly cloudy. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a high 85, low 65. We've got some morning clouds and afternoon sunshine in the forecast for Friday with a high 83. 83 the high over the weekend, but a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms again. We're at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, we had a fun time at Mike Ditka's restaurant last night for the triplets' birthday. We were there from about 6 to 8, and it was easy. We did valet parking. You pull up right on Chestnut Street, right down the road from the Water Tower Place in downtown Chicago. And Coach and Diana were there. We had just a wonderful visit with them. Coach is looking pretty good. I think 79. Is that how old Coach Ditka is now? But I'm telling you, the food at Coach Ditka's restaurant is ridiculous. We have the pot roast nachos. I've tried making that at home. I can't get her done. Wedge salad, delicious. Garlic mashed potatoes. Come on, man. Paddle steak, medium rare. And then sugar busted last night. I had a few bites of dessert. Banana cream pie. Some sort of grasshopper thingy with ice cream. And yeah. Anyway, it was fantastic. And thank you to Coach Mike and Diana Ditka for having us last night at the restaurant. But it was wonderful and a great celebration. Got back about 1 in the morning. No worries.
Okay, then.
We are ready to go, but I'm telling you, my favorite restaurant in Chicago, Mike Ditka's, by
sure.
That paddle steak is ridiculous. But Coach is doing well. We had a good chat. We talked about a lot of things. And kids love being with him as well. That's what they want to do. We celebrated Janet's 50th there a few years ago. Coach Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny on Friday this week. Republican and Democracy, it's the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government, served in both Republican and Democratic administrations on state and local levels. My friend Frank V. Vernuccio, Jr., New York City. How are you, my friend?
Stevie J., it is great to be with you again.
Good to have you back. There is so much going on. The president's visit to Great Britain, D-Day celebrations, which actually is tomorrow, the landing at Normandy Beach, among others. Let's touch on the tariffs in Mexico, Frank. What's your take on that play to try and stop the flood of immigrants?
Well, the president is looking, I think, particularly at the financial aspect of illegal immigration. According to most studies, the total cost at the state, local, and federal level of illegal immigration is $134.9 billion each and every year. That's a lot of money for the American taxpayers to shell out. 51% of immigrants need huge amounts of federal assistance. At a rate of 100,000 immigrants coming in per month, that certainly is a crisis. Both Democrats and Republicans now recognize that. The president is striving to find some kind of solution to it. Mexico, over the past couple of months of President Obrador's administration, has actually made it easier for illegal immigrants to come into the United States. That's what the president is getting tough on.
No. Okay. And again, it does not appear Democrats are being very proactive to help with this. Is that all political? Why wouldn't you? I mean, you can go back and find tape of any major Democrat saying we can't allow all this to go on at the border. And 10 years later, it's just ruthless to ask for paperwork and to do a processing system on the South.
Well, that's right. And it all has to do with electoral politics. The Democrats have made two very significant calculations. One is that the growing Latino population of our citizenry will take offense at the president's action. In that, they may be mistaken. The other, and this one is perhaps even more cynical, is that in a number of jurisdictions, illegal immigrants are actually illegally voting. And that's a direct appeal to those illegal immigrants. We also know that new immigrants to the country, legal or illegal, do tend to vote Democrat for the first generation or so. So the Democrats don't necessarily see illegal immigration so much as a crisis as they do an opportunity.
Okay. Well, how does this play out, Frank? What do you see for 2020?
Well, I see President Obrador of Mexico, because this is such a significant threat to his economy, will probably come to some kind of compromise with the White House. If, in fact, he does, and I expect it will, it'll be a significant boost to President Trump's chances in the 2020 election.
What about China? Why does China have to do anything if they think he'll get voted out in 2020?
Stevie, you come up with the exact right equation. Everyone realizes that China's unfair trade practices, its intellectual property theft, and its espionage is a major threat, not just to the United States, but to the West as a whole. But what they see is that the temporary and minor price increases that could come with a trade conflict with China will be enough to push more people away from President Trump and into the Democrat camp in 2020. The Chinese are definitely banking on that as a way of preventing President Trump and Congress from taking strict measures against China.
I'm not thinking anything's going to happen there because I think they're going to play the slow game, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, remember, President Xi of China doesn't have to worry very much about an election. Obviously, there are no elections.
No.
So he believes that imposing some slight pain on the United States will be enough to knock Trump out of office, and we'll get another president like all of the predecessors to Donald Trump who simply did nothing about China's unfair practices.
Frank, how do people find and read your stuff?
Thanks for asking, Stevie J. I'm at usagovpolicy.com.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks so much.
Look forward to our next conversation.
You betcha. Frank V. Vernuccio is live in New York City this morning at 714. You can always text us, 359-2255, 359-2255. D-Day is tomorrow. We had the privilege, I guess it's been 10 years. Has it been 10 years since we went to Normandy? I think so. We took a private van with John and Sharon Buckert, and we took that drive up to Normandy Beach. And it was off the beaten path a little bit far from where the cruise ship had docked. And so we made it up there, and it was just stunningly memorable and moving. I could never really see a bluff again and not think of the boys in that first wave. 9 out of 10 died as they tried to break the wall in Nazi Germany. And we were there with a fabulous French guide who spoke so wonderfully of the Americans. And then we saw the cemetery, and the cemetery's, you know, moments kind of shattered by the building of a huge stage. Barack Obama was to visit just days later.
Oh.
So I went up where the president would be speaking from and looked out on all the tombstones at that cemetery just near Normandy Beach, where a whole lot of Americans are buried. It's a very, very moving and so worth the trip. On June 6, 1944, everything changed. 75th anniversary. Dwight David Eisenhower were in charge of hundreds of thousands, ready to make the move, and the weather was bad.
Right.
And at 3:30 in the morning or thereabout, General Eisenhower said, let's go.
Uh-huh.
And because of the weather, some of our entry into that beach were blown off course, but they were in spots where they weren't protected as well. So that was kind of a blessing in disguise to break part of the wall on the Germans. And there was these huge guns and armaments that were kind of pointed across each other. And we asked about that, and they said with the crossfire, it was very difficult to avoid bullets. And those young boys that came on shore that morning of June 6, 1944, extraordinarily brave. And I think Saving Private Ryan opening scene is about as gut-wrenching as can be in any kind of war movie.
So much bloodshed.
Well, it just was what it was. 90% died on that first wave. But it's historic because it was a turning point in the war. 1944, 75 years ago tomorrow. Okay, let's jump to our morning sports. ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey with our sports headline.
Cincinnati beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 yesterday. We've got a game at 7:15 starting here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Right now we have your Redbird recap.
Well, the game last night at Busch Stadium started off on the right foot, didn't it?
It did, with Matt Carpenter hitting a home run, leading off a game for the 24th time, clearing the fence. And from there, the Cardinals had nothing but zeros the rest of the way as they couldn't solve Luis Castillo. Six innings, one run, two hits. He struck out eight and walked four, got away with four walks. Amir Garrett worked a scoreless seventh. David Hernandez a scoreless eighth. Raisel Iglesias picked up his 12th save as Castillo went to 6-1. Iglesias retired the Cardinals, one hit, two strikeouts in the ninth. And the Reds and Cardinals are 3-3 against each other in 2019.
We'll try it again tonight as Dakota Hudson gets the ball. He'll start for the Cardinals, and our pregame show for you is at 6:20 as Hudson will try to pick up his fifth win of the season. The Reds won it last night 4-1. Castillo, who's now 6-1.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs over the Rockies. That final was 6-3. Javier Baez with a hot bat.
See if Javi can go to right center here. He's going to get some pitches up and out over the plate. He goes to right center, you may end up having one land in the bleachers.
Rizzo being held on by Murphy. The pitch. This one is hit to deep center field. It's gone. A long home run to straightaway center field by Javier Baez. Cubs lead 5-2 on the two-run shot by the Magic Man.
Pretty good on Ron Coomer to make the call, and then it happened. He said it'd be neat for him to power out to right center there.
Yeah, he'll blow it out of there. Yep.
Exactly. Chicago White Sox over Washington. That final was 9-5. They've got a day game today at 12:05. And Michael Massey, congratulations. Yeah. Fourth round in the MLB draft.
That's Christian, my son Christian's really good friend, Michael Massey. Very happy, very active in Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Nice.
And that's a $533,000
But he has another year of eligibility.
Yeah, he's going. He's leaving.
Okay.
Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years. WattsCopy.com.
He has until July 15th to decide.
He's flying out in 2 days.
Okay. I-88.
He's now to
65. I'm just crossing my fingers that he stays and plays for the Illini. A 90% chance of precipitation. Clouds tomorrow with a high 85 down to 64. Right. 83 the high on Friday. 71 now.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's 720.
From the Fox Business Network, market watchers say Tuesday's rally on Wall Street is a sign investors are expecting the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates 3 times by January. The prediction comes from the CME Group's FedWatch tool. Fed Chair Jerome Powell indicated yesterday the Fed will take action if necessary. Not everyone agrees that interest rate cuts will be necessary. Louis Alexander, chief U.S. economist at Nomura, says, "I don't have a recession in my outlook. I don't think the data supports that." However, former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers says it will be a grave error if the Fed moves slowly on rate cuts. G3, the parent company of Calvin Klein, is reporting a disappointing quarter. Its brands also include Tommy Hilfiger and DKNY. Salesforce.com reported a strong spring quarter and now is raising its forecast for the year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take 3 steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. 5 generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com. For over 80 years, Durst Cycle has been serving Champaign-Urbana with the best information, service, and product. Durst Cycle in Champaign and Urbana.
They just walked up to me. I told them what I was going. They knew the ride that I was doing. It's actually a popular ride across the state of Iowa. I was needing something that would basically hold up for about 500 miles over like a week period. And I was really happy with what I got there.
Durst Cycle and Fitness on Madison Champaign and on West University in Urbana.
I say Scotty's. You say Brew House. Scotty's.
Brew House.
Scotty's.
Brew House.
I say 32. You say draft beers. 32.
Draft beers.
I say live. You say sports. Live.
Sports.
Scotty's Brew House will always give you something to cheer about. They've got over 30 draft beers and TVs as far as the eye can see. Go ahead and punch in Scotty's Brew House on Neal Street in Champaign into your GPS for your slice of sports heaven.
Well, CMI, CMIclean.com, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated on Bloomington Road in Champaign, your number one janitorial supply place. Mm-hmm. They're so good. Locally owned and operated by Betsy Parks, Betsy and Brad Parks. They're your industrial equipment experts. Visit them online. Learn more, cmiclean.com, cmiclean.com, or call them 359-6262 for CMI Clean, cmiclean.com for Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Well, one other thing about that visit to Normandy. Coming back to the ship, which I had mentioned a little off the beaten track of where the ship had docked.
Okay.
We got mixed up in a French dairy strike, and they blocked the interstates with their tractors.
Oh.
And even the on-ramp, which we tried to back off of the on-ramp, they gated it so you couldn't leave.
Oh, wow.
You were going to participate in their strike. So I called the ship and said, we're a little late. And they said, Mr. Cartaturian, when would you be here? I said, well, I don't know. I think it'll be pretty soon. The driver said, it'll be over an hour. I said, it'll be about 40 minutes.
Right.
I'm sorry, we have to leave.
Oh, no.
So we had a mini adventure trying to find our way back to the group in Paris, and we had to take a train the next morning.
I see.
Nobody spoke a lick of French, and so we were all, kids were about, I think, 10, 12 years old, and Nathaniel might have been 15. Anyway, so we had to sit in separate seats because we didn't buy a reserve ticket, so we kept getting bumped, so the kids had to sit with strangers. And I was sat by a special, like a seal from the British Navy or whatever it was.
Oh.
And I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Okay.
It was so Cockney. I'll go see my father. Got bought there. Got the old cat. What are you saying? He's speaking English.
Okay.
But no, I tell you, it was, Bayou is where we stayed. We found the Lion's Inn, I think it was. And in there, it had pictures of Dwight Eisenhower visiting after the war.
Okay.
Very historic place. It was, it was magnificent. We had, we had all kinds of great food.
That's kind of a fun tangent that you
went on.
Well,
we were a little nervous because we had to make our way to Paris on the train, and then we had to find our bus. They said the bus will be at the Eiffel Tower. And when we got to the Eiffel Tower, I looked out, and there were 5,000 buses.
How many buses?
5,000.
Wow.
It was buses lined up everywhere because it was in the peak of tour season.
Oh, my goodness.
So I hugged the wheel when we found ours.
There you go.
And I felt like a baby bird with my mouth open because we hadn't eaten in a day.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we were too cheap. Didn't want to spend the money. All right. We have a new commissioner of the Big Ten. Jim Delaney had been there for a million years.
30.
And so the new guy is?
Kevin Warren. He's 55, and he'd been in the NFL 21 years, the last 14 with the Vikings, but first black commissioner of a Power 5 conference, so he'll take over January 1st, 2020. When he was 12, he was struck by a car while riding his bike and broke his femur in a body cast for 6 months.
Ooh.
Doctors told him he might not be able to play sports, and he asked what could help in my recovery. Doctors told him to swim. So his parents' home in Phoenix didn't have a pool, but when they got the insurance settlement from the driver of the car, they built it with the $30,000 that they got. And he's very grateful for his life and being able to recover. Sports Business Journal in February did an interview, and he said, I'm not supposed to be here.
Mm.
So he's just got an interesting perspective on life because of that life incident. When he was 12, Warren and his wife Greta have a daughter, Perry, and a son, Powers, who plays football for Mississippi State.
Okay, then. New commissioner of the Big Ten will take over end of the year?
January 1st.
Yeah.
So Jim Delaney there until 2020.
Well, that guy
in the new call. I got that business card
there
from
you
him.
There you go.
The
buddy Jim Delaney. I don't think this fellow's going to be there 30 years because he's already 55.
That's right.
I'm probably a good solid 10 years of service or so.
But when you think of the Big Ten commissioners, I should look this up. There's only been like six of them or something because Jim was at the post for 30 years.
I think before him might have been Wayne Duke. Who's the name I remember back in the 70s and 80s. So, all right, we'll be right back. Our buddy Ed Martin live from St. Louis with Phyllis Schlafly. That'll be coming up next. It's Wednesday, June 5, ESPN 93.5 at 729.
The chiefs in the area, it consists of officers from Urbana, University of Illinois Police Department, and Champaign County Sheriff's Office, along with the Champaign police officers.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is among the world leaders in Portsmouth, England, for a ceremony marking 75 years since the Allied D-Day invasion of France during World War II. He read from President Roosevelt's prayer broadcast on the radio.
By thy grace and by the righteous of our cause, our sons will triumph.
The president there in a program produced by the BBC. There's some Republican resistance to the tariffs President Trump plans to impose on Mexican imports over illegal immigration.
Senator Rob Portman says the tariffs could hurt a renegotiated trade deal with Mexico.
Right on the cusp of a great success, the president's top legislative priority, I'm told. And I'm afraid it might derail it both here but also in Mexico.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham supports the president, saying if tariffs are what it takes to stop the flow of migrants, he's all for them.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A fire badly damaged a home in Champaign yesterday afternoon. The fire started at the home on Foxwell Court. Two people and a dog were inside when the fire started, but they're okay. WCIA says you could see the fire from blocks away. The fire started in the garage of the first home. It spread to the home next door, and a woman inside that home got out okay, too. Investigators are working to figure out exactly how that fire started. A scam warning from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. The News Gazette says Sheriff Joshua Blackwell said a woman reported taking a call from a man who identified himself as Deputy Toby Marshall from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and said there was a warrant out for her arrest. The caller ID indicated the call did come from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and she was told to call another number to pay an amount with a direct transfer of money of $6,000 or she'd be arrested. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Don't miss the Horizon RC Fest, June 7th through the 9th at Eli Field in Monticello. Horizon RC Fest is a hands-on remote control celebration for the entire family. See fireworks, the Great Digger Monster Truck, RCs flying through the Ring of Fire, drone racing product demonstrations, giveaways, and more. Admission is free, so bring the entire family. All the details are online now at HorizonRCFest.com. You'll also be able to get hands-on with all kinds of RC vehicles and aircraft, vendors, and a hobby retailer on site. And it's all brought to you by Horizon Hobby. Bring the whole family because Spectator and admission is free.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I think we're leaning toward the Civic hatchback and about ready to get that going here with Honda BMW. DriveChampaign.com. We have a Civic now, 3-year lease running out and ready to make the switch. But that hatchback, I mean, the mileage on the road is going to be 40. That's just a lot. And it's really a cool looking vehicle. Those Honda Civics, I think, are terrific. CRV is awesome. You've driven the Pilot and the
Passport.
Wonderful vehicles.
Love it.
The Odysseys are really, really great. That's what we took out to Canada. And it's just rides so well, and they just are so well equipped.
Mm-hmm.
DriveChampaign.com is how you get started. They're off Neal at Burwash and Savoy. If you want to go in for a test drive, go see my friend Ben Quattrone and Christian Wallace and your guy Tommy.
That's right.
Craig Fanning, all the good people. Kenny over on the Beamer side, Dale on the pre-owned. Anyway, uh-huh. It's a good place. It's Honda BMW, an award-winning dealership right there off Neal at Burwash in Savoy. Today's weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Some clouds today. Humidity's high, bringing on the chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially later. We've got a high 88 expected today. 65 our low tonight. Up to 85 tomorrow with the clouds. A slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 64 our low in the evening. On Friday, we have morning clouds, 20% chance of rain, high 83, low 63. Should have sunshine by the afternoon and into Saturday where there's a high 83. Right now the temperature is at 71. ESPN 93.5.
Our friend Ed Martin from St. Louis coming up next.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair, and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer.
So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in Central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
The St. Jude Champaign-Chipiore Run is coming up on August 2nd and 3rd, and we need your help. Sign up to participate as a runner for this incredible 103-mile trip from downtown Champaign to the Peoria Civic Center. Get involved in this relay-style run by running 1 mile, 5 miles, or even 30 miles. All proceeds from the run benefits research on children's catastrophic diseases. Sign up today at custjuderun.org or email custjuderuns@gmail.com for more information.
Stand by for another opportunity in our partnership. We have the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. I'm handing $100 bills out. Stand by. President of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund, our friend Ed Martin. Well, that was fun over the weekend, but as expected, flat last night. And just when they got down 4-1, Ed, I just don't think this team comes back. I just never felt it at all.
Well, I have to say, I can't think of anything except hockey right now. I'm being honest with you. The St. Louis Blues have made us believers here now, and we're going wild. So I agree with you, though. The Cardinals are making me a little crazy. I'm in that period of the season where I think they'll get stronger. I think they've got a chemistry there going, but it just makes me nervous right now.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating because they're not consistent. Maybe Dallas Keuchel will help them. I heard they're having talks with Dallas Keuchel, the lefty from Houston. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. I believe it when I see it, but yeah. It would be interesting.
Yeah, it costs a little money. Okay.
That's right.
Issue one, the president's visit seems to be going quite well, as expected. Every network but Fox is talking about the protests.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think there's a couple things, a couple observations. One is this president, he wasn't raised on reality TV, but he became a star there. He knows how to fill a room. If you see the pictures of him, he knows how to be deferential to the Queen, and understands the space he's in so well, and so does Mrs. Trump. And I was reflecting, Stevie J, as you know, I worked for the late Phyllis Schlafly for many years, and when Donald Trump met Phyllis Schlafly, I was with her the first time, and it was in the Peabody Opera House in downtown St. Louis. And he was so deferential. He was so respectful. He listened to what she was saying. He actually took a note on what she said. This guy is, you know, at that level, these are very capable guys on town, men and women, you know, at the level that these are big league ballplayers there. So this visit to London so far, he's pulled it off, right? He looks great. He sounds great. He hasn't caused any fighting with the mayor of London a little bit is just because he can't resist. But I think it's been successful. And I know from somebody in the White House is a pal of mine, that the speech he gives, I think it's today, maybe it is in the morning tomorrow, at the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, mm-hmm. is a big deal to this president. That speech, you know, I think Reagan gave a big speech at the anniversary of D-Day, the boys of Pontahook, and so that will be a big speech. I think the president's settled into this way of being president pretty well.
Well, unfortunately, as I think is different today, it doesn't matter what this president does for some. He's a monster. He's a Nazi. I mean, it's ridiculous. He can't do anything. He could say open borders, everybody's in, it doesn't matter. And the Democrats would call it irresponsible. You can't win.
Well, that's right, except that I think the deception here is that 30% of the country are never going to be for the president, but the rest of the country is either for him or taking a look, and and the economy is getting better, and people see him, I think they're seeing him in a different light. You mentioned one thing. I don't think he gets enough credit for this First Step Act. You know, with hardcore conservatives like I am, we got nervous when he said he's going to do criminal justice reform because that sounds like a liberal program. Well, it's kind of liberal, but it looks like more than anything, it's helped a lot of minority folks, disproportionately at least, who are in prison for like, you know, 50 years for driving a car in a drug deal, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's different. It's almost like Nixon goes to China. A liberal Democrat couldn't do it because the conservatives would jump all over, but a Trump can pull it off. Same thing with tariffs on Mexico. You know, you say, well, how can you do that? Well, if a Democrat done it, you probably would have had all the Republicans saying it's bad economics.
Right.
But the Republican did it, and that's what's happening.
Okay, so what do you think on the impeachment? Can the Democrats possibly resist? Can Nancy Pelosi, who actually feels like the adult in the room on politics from the standpoint of this is going to hurt them down the road, can she stave off the AOCs of the world?
Yeah, you know, Stevie J, you just made the point earlier that no matter what the president does, he gets grief. And part of that is because the business model of the news now, CNN and everybody else, is to, you know, as I've said before, to they want to cover a train wreck. And if they can't find a train wreck, they seem to want to cause a train wreck. The Trump train wreck is what they want to cause. So now Nancy Pelosi is buffeted by the news cycle where the news is demanding it as much as AOC. And so, again, to your point, you know, they attack the president, but what they're also doing is setting up, I don't know how she resists it. And if she does resist it, you know, there's an article in The Hill, the magazine up on Capitol Hill,
yeah,
by, and I'll mispronounce his name, Cenk Uygur. He started the Young Turks, which is a TV network online, YouTube, that's got far left. He's an AOC advocate, helped her start. He wrote and said, the media's not progressive enough. They're helping Joe Biden succeed. They're covering up, and we're mad about it. Now, so my point here is that Nancy Pelosi is getting buffeted by a civil war in her own party between the left and, I guess, the more moderates. And I don't know how she's going to handle it with the, you know, cable news and TV and resist the pressure. And if she does she end up with a whole bunch of her people sort of disgruntled and saying, well, I'm not going to be energetic? That's the problem with elections. You need energy on your side, and you can't be fighting amongst yourself.
And I still don't know who they're going to rally around. I don't think, as you have said for all along, I don't think Joe Biden's going to make it. It's just he's not left enough.
Yes, and he's already, you see the inklings of it. He's in the witness protection program by design. He doesn't actually do any mainstream interviews or the big events that you'd expect him to do. And yet he's now being accused, as his climate plan rolled out yesterday, there's plagiarism charges, which looks like somebody cut and paste from something else. But, of course, he's had plagiarism charges 30 years ago. So they're starting to pick him apart once he comes out of his out of the witness protection program. Remember, the exciting thing is in 3.5 weeks, the first Democrat debate will be at the end of June, and the second one will be the end of July, and then there'll be one in early September. I mean, remember how wild the Republican debates were?
Yeah.
This is going to make that look like a walk in the park, I think.
Ed Martin, you the man. How do people connect with you?
You know, our website for my work is phyllisschlafly.com, phyllisschlafly.com, but you can find me on Twitter, at Eagle Ed Martin, and people can email me directly, ed@phyllisschlafly.com.
Always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Stevie J.
President of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund, Ed Martin with Phyllis Schlafly. 743 ESPN 93.5. Ladies and gentlemen, a chance for you to win money. Right now.
What?
University of Illinois Community Credit Union, if you are a new person, you've not opened an account with them, you have no inkling, a connection at all with UICCU, I'm giving you $100 to open a checking account.
Nice.
But you can't be an account holder already. This is for new folks.
Gotcha.
You'll be required to go in and talk with Jade and sit down and go through the process. Probably 15, 20 minutes.
Alrighty.
I'm giving you $100 to seed your checking account.
I love it.
Two stipulations. You must do this within the next 7 days and tell me what you thought of the experience. That's it. If you'll do that for $100, good for you. All you have to do is text in money. M-O-N-E-Y.
All righty.
359-2255. $100 bills flying out of the sky. I'll do 10 of these this morning. 359-225. I'm paying for this. This
Where's
is me.
Phone.
Text it in.
Maybe I should.
Congratulations to Diane D.
Wow,
from Toronto.
That's awesome.
359-2255. Text in the word money. And I just might give you some.
Sounds good.
All right. 359-2255. Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Anybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
359-2255.
Text in right now. We'll connect with you after 9 this morning. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Family owned and operated. Been in business for 42 years. Mm. But all they do is appliances. They focus on knowing their product, and that's what they do. The largest independent appliance dealer in central Illinois, meaning they can carry them all. Electrolux, Maytag, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection. The folks that talk to you on the floor, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World on Neal in Champaign, North Neal, they know their product.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when you buy from them, or when you buy from us, as they say, you receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You'll want to visit there when you need a new appliance. You can start online if you'd like, appliance-world.com, or drive on Neal Street before you get to the I-74 interchange. It'll be on the right-hand side. Go in. They'll say, may I help you? And you're off to the races. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com.
You know, I just love going to a Cardinals game. It's me, Mom, Dad. When we're there, I even get along with my little brother.
Hey, you don't mean that.
I'm kidding. But we have so much fun. You're not playing video games, Mom's not rushing around, Dad's back from work, we're all together.
You're right, and usually I get to take home some pretty cool stuff.
That's why a Cardinals game has always been a family day for us.
Make sure and bring your family to Busch Stadium. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com. Kick off your summer at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals' 2019 season is filled with great matchups, including weekend series with the Cubs, a long-awaited visit from Albert Pujols and the Angels, interleague play against the Astros, and much more. The promotion schedule is packed with jerseys, bobbleheads, and lots of other great giveaways. There's something for everyone at Busch Stadium this summer. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
This is Cardinals Hall of Famer Willie McGee. Cardinal baseball, time to fly.
Hulu's paying Tobin Heath, Carly Lloyd, Mallory Pugh, and other U.S. soccer stars a lot of money to do a new goal celebration called Hulu Has Live Sports. Why? It's simple. Because Hulu has live sports. You can watch the biggest games and sporting events like the Women's World Cup this summer on 60-plus top channels. No cable required. Plus, you can stream the entire Hulu library. Start your free trial of Hulu today. Live TV plan required. Restrictions apply. Learn more at Hulu.com.
You know, you could get in there to University of Illinois Community Credit Union, get your $100 checking account started on me. I will provide the money to start that account for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice their environment and how nice Jade is and how fun it is to get it open. And then you have a $100 account, and you didn't have to put any money in it. That's awesome. It's called free money.
Yeah.
Text in the word money, M-O-N-E-Y, 359-2255 if you are interested in receiving cash from me. You have to execute this in the next 7 days, and then tell me what you thought. It's a program where you spend my money, keep the stuff, and let me know what you thought. That's it.
I love the Partners Program.
359.
Community Credit Union is located at First and Gertie and yeah. 5 Points in Urbana.
Yeah, really fun. Good mm-hmm. people. 359-2255. Text in the word money right now. Here we go. Sports headlines.
It's a 7:15 start for game two in that series against the Cincinnati Reds. St. Louis was beat yesterday. The final was 4-1. ESPN 93.5 with your Redbird recap.
Well, the game last night at Busch Stadium started off on the right foot, didn't it?
It did, with Matt Carpenter hitting a home run, leading off a game for the 24th time, clearing the fence. And from there, the Cardinals had nothing but zeros the rest of the way as they couldn't solve Luis Castillo. 6 innings, 1 run, 2 hits. He struck out 8 and walked 4, got away with 4 walks. Amir Garrett worked a scoreless 7th. David Hernandez a scoreless 8th. Raisel Iglesias picked up his 12th save as Castillo went to 6-1. Iglesias retired the Cardinals, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts in the 9th. And the Reds and Cardinals are 3-3 against each other in 2019.
We'll try it again tonight as Dakota Hudson gets the ball. He'll start for the Cardinals, and our pregame show for you is at 6:20 as Hudson will try to pick up his 5th win of the season. The Reds won it last night 4-1 to Steele, who's now 6-1.
Cubs win 6-3 over the Rockies. 7:05 start heard on U.S. 105.9. They beat the Rockies, making it the 8th straight win.
Rockies had an 8-game winning streak. Yeah. Yep. And they so busted that last night. Here we go.
Javi can go to right center here. He's going to get some pitches up and out over the plate. He goes to right center, you may end up having one land in the bleachers.
Rizzo being held on by Murphy. The pitch. This one is hit to deep center field. It's gone! A long home run to straightaway center field by Javier Baez. Cubs lead 5-2 on the 2-run shot by the Magic Man.
And starting on Friday, it's a Cub Card Series from Wrigley, and we've got a bus going, leaving from the Taffy's parking lot, even though Taffy's isn't there anymore, in Champaign at 1 o'clock. If you'd like to check out that evening game at Wrigley on Sunday night, hit stevijtravel.com for details. Chicago White Sox over Washington's Nationals. That final was 9-5. They've got a 12:05 start today. Speaking of the Rockies, since they're playing the Cubs, Jack Yelowitz is heading that way.
Yeah, he was picked News Gazette's got all this information. First, Michael Massey, he goes at 109, which is in the fourth round. Baseline is $533,000 for that position.
Wow.
Everything is determined. But Jack Yalowich goes...
in the 10th round of the draft.
Yeah, a little later, and I'm not sure the money there. And then ex-Maroon Tanner Gordon, who pitched for John A. Logan Community College, transferred to Indiana University, had a breakout year, and he goes in the sixth round.
That's right, 187th overall selection.
Yeah.
Of course, there's 40 rounds in the MLB.
Well,
draft,
you got so. Rookie League, Class A, Double A, Triple A. You got a lot to fill. And then these kids go out, and if they don't make it, then they don't make it. So it isn't easy, but for a guy like Michael Massey, who just didn't make errors. He was a gold glove second baseman and never made any mistakes. I mean, he had a back injury, was a DH for a while, and then he went to second base for the Atlanta and played I don't know how many games, never made an error. So he's a tremendous fielder. So good luck to the former Champaign and Illini people.
Yep.
We're getting drafted.
NBA playoffs tied at a game apiece. Raptors and Warriors tonight.
All right. ESPN 93.5.
Jim Delaney, by the way, Big Ten commissioner, stepping down January 1st. Kevin Warren's got the tap.
Good morning.
It's our friend Steve Suderman, new location next to the driver's license thingy, DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Division of Motor Vehicles, I guess is what it is. All right, Steve Suderman, good vibes around the barn. How is it going?
Good morning, Stevie. It's another gorgeous day outside. We've got technicians out putting up antennas and putting up dishes and, you know, bringing you the best picture you can get on your TV. I think there's four different guys visiting six different houses and businesses today. So I think I'm here by my lonesome most
Uh-oh.
Of the day.
Uh-oh.
That's good. That's good. if there's more of us out in the field than there are in the store, then that's we're taking care of more customers that way. So I kind of like that. You know,
I could come in and do a little floor work with you, and somebody will say, how about that one? I say, sure, just take it. That's fine, Steve.
Yeah.
What do you got? You got the theater set up yet?
We have the theater set up, and we've got two versions. We've got the traditional, the big speakers, the big subwoofer, you know, the powerful amplifier, and then the stealth system that just melts into the wall. It's all invisible, and you know, we didn't paint it to match the walls, but we could make it completely invisible if we did that. Come see it, come hear it. It's awesome. It's
okay.
4K, and it sounds fantastic. Just what a thing for Father's Day. I think well, there's a lot of dads out there that might like the gift of sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't go wrong with something like a Sonos Wi-Fi streaming speaker or wireless headphones or noise-canceling headphones or sound bars. There's so many things that make sound. Subwoofers, dads like sound, dads like tunes, dads like movies.
Well,
Father's Day is 2 weeks away.
They need to come in and see you. Again, your location.
We're at 2010 Round Barn Road, right next to the DMV.
All right, my friend. Keep her going. Way to go. Good to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman. Good vibes. Again, Round Barn in Champaign, next to the Division of Motor Vehicles.
Mm-hmm. Father's Day, June 16th.
Yeah. Get a something. Yeah. Dad. ESPN 93.5, 754.
Welcome to Do You Know Prairie Gardens. It's time for the final winner-take-all question for our three contestants. What are all the services and products Prairie Gardens offers?
Flowers?
Ooh, you're going to have to do better on that one.
Gardening?
Are you serious?
This is an easy one. Along with their garden center, they have a boutique, custom framing and furniture, as well as homemade wreaths, swags, and more. This isn't your grandma's Prairie Garden.
Ding, 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 you win. Head on over to Prairie Gardens at Springfield and Duncan to see for yourself.
Yeah, I had a great steak visiting with Donnie at the Long Branch. I love the ambiance. I love the kind of the smaller town. You know it's good. And it was. It was really, really good. I love steak. And they serve them up big time, Long Branch. I mean, it's worth the drive to Gifford. It's really, really, if you want a good steak, Donnie's got it going on, and he and his son will take care of you.
Hop in the car for dinner tonight. It's worth the drive to Long Branch Steakhouse. Long Branch Steakhouse, located on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
Hey, this is Stephanie Pratt, Cole Banker, the Real Estate Group, your realtor that rocks the real estate market. And my rockin' concert series continues with ESPN 93.5. On June 13th, we're heading to see my man, Brett Michaels, and his awesome band at Tailgate and Tall Boys kickoff party on Peoria's Riverfront. Just listen to Tay and Carp weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 p.m. to text in and get qualified. You and a guest will ride in style along with My Rockin' Friends in a limo from Larry's Limousine Service. Go online and check them out at larryslimousineservice.com. This ticket includes stage-level VIP area and private baths, too, valued at over $500. And Brett Michaels live in concert. Just listen to Tay and Carp to get qualified or get details today at StephaniePrattHolmes.com. Rock on!
Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner. Spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us June 5th at Anita Purvis Nature Center for Love Song. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesdays this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
You're there?
Yes, I am.
Anita Purvis Nature Center celebrating 40 years. You're there tonight to introduce?
I am. The music starts at 6:30, although because of the 40th anniversary celebration off Broadway near Crystal Lake Aquatic Center, they also have some hiking starting at 6 at Busey Woods with a naturalist who's going to point out different things that happen in Busey Woods. I just love hiking there. That's one of Aiden and I's favorites.
Okay. Well, let's just do what we did last week. You go find Diane tonight. There'll be people there.
I know.
So first person to come up to you and say the secret word. I'm making this up as I go. The secret word is bowling.
Okay, I love it.
So if you, the first person to find Diane tonight at Anita Purvis Nature Center, to say bowling, and if you're the first person to say that to her, just bowling, you'll get $50 to Old Orchard.
And last week, Darren came on up, and he has roots in Farmer City, works for Blager Concrete. I appreciate him listening to us.
Okay.
Big fan of the show.
Darren can't win. He won
exactly.
Last week, so Darren, get your...
A little girl came up and said, is a secret word, please? And I gave her a pass to swim for free.
Well, there you go. But bowling is your key word.
Thank you.
Tonight, Anita Purvis Nature Center, find Diane. First person gets $50 to Old Orchard.
We love our winners on ESPN 93.5.
Just because. Okay, the news will be coming up. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Age reporter. She'll chime in. Our legal expert, Wendy Patrick, also up next hour. The U.S. Open, Pebble Beach in Northern California. Charlie Danielson, Thomas Peters, Luke Guthrie, and Nick Hardy.
Nice.
Four former Alani all playing in this thing.
From soccer practice to home improvement.